On May 8th, former Colorado Senator Gary Hart, more than 20 percentage points ahead of his nearest competitor in the race for the 1988 Democratic presidential nomination, drops out of the race. He had been plagued by rumors of infidelity and womanizing. Earlier in the campaign, he challenged reporters to put a tail on me. Evidently, they did. 4 days earlier, reporters published photos of Hart with 29-year-old model Donna Rice sitting on his lap aboard the good ship Monkey Business as it sailed for the Bahamas in the Atlantic Ocean. With his exit, Michael Dukakis assumes the frontrunner position. During the month of July 1987, for 3 weeks, the nation is transfixed, watching Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North testifying before a congressional committee about his role in the Iran-Contra affair. Early in 1988, Michael Dukakis and Vice President George Bush go on a string of primary victories across the country. It is not until March 26 that either of them will fail to win a primary. When in Michigan, the Reverend Jesse Jackson takes the Democratic Party caucus, defeating Dukakis by 55% to 28%. Jackson quickly becomes Dukakis's toughest competition, and in April, Jackson carries New York City but loses the state to Dukakis. It is not until June that Dukakis wraps up the nomination with wins in California, Montana, New Jersey, and New Mexico. By the time the DNC gets underway in Atlanta, Georgia, on July 20, 1988, Michael Dukakis and his newly announced running mate, Lloyd Bentsen of Texas, hold a comfortable lead over George Bush, according to the polls. After the convention, the race grows tighter after a series of debates, but shifts dramatically to George Bush's favor after Dukakis's efforts to quell criticisms that he knows nothing of the military include a photo op of Dukakis driving a tank. This is usually the one image most people remember of the entire election. Michael Dukakis's head sticking out of a massive tank, a boyish grin etched across his face.